Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh so, my god, this guy's so gonna swing on right. Jim.
He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
So I guess we'll go see the band.
Did you hate the band just as much like when LaCrone was the main guy?
Yeah, why would I not?
Like, LaCrone was his guy.
It was such a big deal.
No, it wasn't.
It was such a big deal.
Nobody gave a flying flip.
Oh my gosh, so you've probably never been to the spring band concert.
No.
Oh
my gosh. Why would I go to the spring band concert?
Because LaCrone came in on like wires one time. It was amazing. Does his own stunts. He's like Tom Cruise.
Ooh. Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is Jim, Matt, Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the... I've got to move around here. I'm over this way. All right. I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the Everlight Solar Studio.
The camera's messed up today. I don't know.
Matt Hamilton is in a different location than the rest of us. You can see that on ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Stream is on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
He has no idea what we're talking about.
No, he does not.
Where am I?
Yeah. Do you know why we're saying that, Matt Hamilton?
Because my background's
different. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
I was able to use context clues.
Good job.
I would have been confused if it was me, so it's fine.
Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's the Carlos Talk and Text Line. This is more. You can stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app and watch us on ESPN Madison's YouTube. Matt going full ham mode. We do need to sell that, the ham cam.
Where Matt the ham cam.
I don't think we need to
check out my hams.
Jones Dairy Farm, the ham cam. Where Matt's going to ham it up.
I'm nut.
I think we can come up with a better name.
But it works, right, Brian?
That does work, honestly. Especially if it's Jones Dairy Farm. Matt's hamming it up today. Like Matt's hamming up minute. That could work pretty well.
No, it's just I don't want a whole thing of Matt talking. I just want Matt waving.
We don't need one whole minute of Matt.
Matt would just be a logo on the YouTube stream.
Just over my head.
Hamming it up.
Just ham Brian.
Like, I'd go exactly like this. I'll even just do a practice run here. That's Matt Hamilton on the Ham Cam, brought to you by Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. There it is, and Matt's just hammering it up.
And you just put ham cam up over the Jones Dairy ham cam.
I want to just do it where anytime we have a solo shot on Matt, like he's making a really profound point about Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur.
We're not going to get enough of those.
The inconsistency between their relationship, and it just says ham cam.
A profound point by Matt Hamilton.
Yeah. I mean, you get so many of those. Like, right. I'm sure we can clip some of those.
Like
up
talking
there.
About how the Packers might trade for cornerback Cam Ward from the Browns. That was profound. A couple weeks ago at the trade deadline.
From the Browns.
Exactly.
He's talking about
Denzel Ward.
I forgot about
that's
this.
A type of Matt's that's ham- right.
Miles
that's
Garrett.
That's a Matt hamming it up moment.
It is.
It is. You know who loves ham?
Me.
Brett Bielema.
Me and Brett Bielema.
That was your transition there?
What I got. Like, he likes to eat whole pigs in one single bite. Brett Bielema.
Razorbacks.
That's right.
Oh, true.
Isn't that what they do? Do you guys remember when he went down to Arkansas and had to do the pig suey thing?
No, because I think I was 8 years old.
In the press conference. You're
older than that. You're 2 years older than me, and I was 11 when that happened.
Okay, I was 13. I'm sorry.
I was covering the beat. I was probably like 30, I don't know, something like that. So, I was older than 30.
You're 45?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're how many years apart? 16?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd have been you would have still been older than me at that point in time.
Yes, than you are currently.
Okay. Amazing.
That's where we're at. All right.
Anyways, continue.
The Brett Bielema, when he went down there, he had to, do the press conference thing, and they all did suey in the press conference. And I give Wisconsin media a hard time. That would never happen here. I think Wisconsin, not just specific to Badger media, but, Packer media, it's just softer than the big markets. But
Badgers are quiet animals.
Right, but not as soft.
What noise does a badger make?
Exactly. No one knows. But everyone knows what a razorback sounds like.
Why a sous-wee? Because
that's how you call a pig.
Yeah, a razor. What is a... Yeah.
Sous-wee!
Wait,
that's how you call a pig.
Molly?
No.
Come on.
Sous-wee!
Yeah, you nailed it.
Sous-wee!
Ryan, you got a pig call? Yeah.
844-770-3776. You can call in on the Carbon Stock text line. List is more and give us a pig call.
Or tell us what a badger sounds like.
Or tell us what a badger sounds like. That'd be useful, too.
Yep.
Molly. What do we think? It's like probably like some sort of like
it's just raccoon a big sound. Rodent.
Like, yeah. Raccoons going, make nose? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like probably something like that.
It might growl. It probably growls. It's probably got like a dog growl, like that kind of like the dog's like.
Do it.
Yeah.
I could see the badger, like if you got too close to it, it'd be like.
So well, you want to do that at like badger press conferences?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, welcome new coach.
At some point, the coach is going to get, right? The coach is going to run out of things. Brett was 1-0 here at Wisconsin. Fickle had team. He needs a new one. That could be his new one. And then it'll be like, go Badgers.
So I didn't find any badger noises yet. I'll be looking that up as we continue the conversation here. But you did bring up the Sue thing at Brett Bielema's introductory press conference. I'm not sure how well we'll be able to hear this. But I don't know if he did the Sue, but it's the thing that all Arkansas fans actually do during games. They essentially do it like the wave. They all raise their hands and go, Sue, and they do that like three times a quarter. So this is what they did at his introductory press conference, I guess, 12 years ago now. There's no way you guys can hear that, right?
Yeah, we hear it. It's not super loud, but Pig Suey?
Yeah.
You know,
that is so embarrassing.
It's so underwhelming.
Wisconsin gets a lot of, you know, like the cheese and the Packers, like, but like a pig, could you imagine if there was like a cow? I mean, I know we have the deer, but like you don't, I mean, I guess people eat deer, but it's not like people eat.
It's not as
cows
easy
and
to
pigs
come by.
Are pretty high on the amount of things people eat. Like the deer is a specific group. It's not quite as high on the list there. Like if you had the, instead of the bucks, it was the Wisconsin Holsteins or whatever.
Like, what's a Holstein?
It's a type of cow. It's a milk cow.
It's like the super generic. It's like the picturesque.
It's a black and white one.
Yeah. It's the picturesque version of a cow. I did find badger noises.
I know
on YouTube.
They had different names.
I did find badger noises on YouTube if we want to hear it.
Are you even from here? No. If you don't know, the cows have different names.
Fair. Does chocolate milk come from the brown ones?
Yes.
Yep.
Great.
Definitely had both my girls believing that for a decent amount of time.
Well done, Molly Brown.
Until then, it's wait. Now you seem stupid. I have to tell you the truth. I can't send you off to kindergarten thinking dumb things. You got to cut it off when you start being around other adults. Like, we're not morons. All right, FYI, that's not how chocolate milk is made.
Yeah, let's hear some badger sounds.
Anyways.
Badger sound effects.
I want to know what sounds to make this Saturday at the game. Nice. I can do this.
No.
Yes. Molly, come on now. All right, you can go last. You can get it right here.
No, no, no.
Play for me again. Yeah, Ryan. I guess I get it.
Yeah. Right. Why is your badger a pirate?
I don't know. Ryan?
There's no way.
You have to just humiliate yourself and do it. Matt and I didn't do it well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it well.
Molly still hasn't done it.
I'm not doing it. I'm out. I'm not doing it.
You're so good at sound effects, though. Yeah, you're like really our sound effect queen.
I'm not that good at sound effects.
Come on.
What other sound effects do I do? No.
Oh, all the mouth sounds.
You just did a raccoon one a second ago.
A raccoon one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the antler. That's like,
no. Give us the
badger is like a raccoon on steroids.
Give
so
us the
no.
So, actually, Bill and Madison did chimes in. Badgers at night sound like a woman screaming like they're being murdered. Seriously.
Weird.
I wouldn't call that a scream.
The end of it's a little scream-like.
It does sound like a death rattle a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
I wish I never would have brought up Razorbacks. I wish I never would have brought up any of this. Yeah. The whole conversation.
Brian?
Oh, God.
Donna DeForest says, oh, my God, Molly, how do you not know what a Holstein cow is?
Because I don't care about cows.
Burn.
I mean, I care about cows. They taste delicious.
Ryan. Come on. Molly.
I'm not doing it.
Come on.
No, you guys will not convince me.
I couldn't.
Now there's more pressure. I can't do it.
Man, you're acting like a Holstein and really milking this.
I'm not doing it.
Really?
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
Doing it.
I've definitely turned down opportunities to embarrass myself like with singing, so I'll take care of the badger noises. You can do the singing.
I will do all the other sound effects. Well, depends what the sound effect is. I'm not. That is disgusting. Did you look up like a YouTube video?
Yeah,
is that just a dying badger?
And what is it doing?
It's just badger sound effect. No, it's like
badger.
Badger. It's badger sound effect. On,
with a hosting cow and a badger fighting.
From Galaxy Wolf 2 years ago, 10,000 views.
Real on YouTube.
Real Sophie's choice there. I don't know which one want to win, the badger or the hosting.
They are both black and white, you know. Yeah, yeah. It might be related.
They could be.
Who knows? Who knows? But no.
Somebody counters you tip over on the badger.
This is just like a still photo of a badger, so I assume it's just the sounds it would be making. But that sounds like an attack sound. That right? That sounds like an aggressive
predator. Could you imagine?
It's doing something. I don't know what it's doing, but it's doing something aggressive.
There's a lot of options you could be doing.
It's badgering. It's badgering.
The badger sounds like a panting dog that is having a seizure, according to Chris from Manitowich Waters.
Pretty good description.
That is an accurate sound description of what we just heard.
All right. So,
you want to do it again, Matt? You said you're going to do it at the game.
It's a little bit of like Tasmanian. You got a little bit of Donald Duck.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like, I'm not a professional sound effect person. Not like Molly. I just gave it the old college try.
Mm-hmm.
You want a Donald Duck? You give us Donald Duck?
No. I can do Mickey.
All right.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Do Matt LaFleur as Mickey.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Address Jordan Love as Mickey.
No, I can't. I really can't.
Come on, dude.
No, no, no. I like can't. I can do.
Hey, Jordan Love. I mean, don't throw 50-50 balls all the time.
Scared money don't make money.
I can do Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but I can't do that. I can do Mickey Mouse Club. I can stick to a script, okay?
Yeah.
That is all I can do.
Jim's
I can't
Mickey
come
turns
up on
into Elmo, I feel like.
Well, that's why I just did Elmo. I was just doing Elmo there, yeah.
Jim loves doing Elmo.
Elmo!
He does.
I do. That's just on demand now. 844, we do, maybe I try to pull off a badger sound.
This whole thing started with Brett Bielema.
I was going to say, can you do a Brett Bielema impression?
Oh, he totally can.
Should just run the ball.
Stop. Oh,
all right, there we go. Is that about right? I got to stand up.
No.
You're not wearing enough.
You got to look like a giant orange.
All righty.
Stop. You guys are so
what?
almost lost it there.
Brett Bielema looks like he comes with his own built-in airbags.
If you're not watching on the ESPN Madison YouTube
stream,
Madison, you are
YouTube
missing
stream.
Out on Jim putting a water bottle under his
shirt. I'm going live read book here. There we go. That's more.
Yeah, as much belly as you
like
can
that,
get.
Like that. And then, because I mean, he's big enough where like he's touching you with his belly unaware.
Your head is not in the phone.
All right, now.
Well, I'm not in charge of the cameras.
What's he say?
I'm going to squat down.
Do you know what he sounds like?
Now I feel like Fat Bastard and you get in my belly. I want my baby back, baby. That's my Brett Bielema impersonation. Yeah. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
That's so brutal.
You get in my belly. I don't know how people handle it. Like, this is just moving around. This is a lot. But here you go. On Wisconsin.
Okay. All right.
We're going to go 1-0, and I have self-defecating humor.
On Wisconsin.
Good God.
Yeah, he ended every interview on Wisconsin, except for one with Lance Davis, former host of the Badger Hour. Lance upset Brett Bielema, asking Brett about special teams. This was the year when the team went 7-6, and Brett was in his feels because everyone wasn't kissing his feet like the years before, and so he was facing some tougher questions. He got Brett Bielema on. Brett Bielema was technically a special teams coach, and Lance asked, like, would you consider hiring one next year?
Ah,
and he got like flushed. Like, well, that's something we'll have to consider. Bye. And he always ended every interview with "On Wisconsin," but that one he got too flustered and forgot to do that on Wisconsin.
Ah,
good for Lance.
So that leads me full circle to: would you want Brett Bielema to be coach of the Badgers right now? 844-770-3776. Would you want Brett Bielema back as the Badgers head coach right now? That's our signing limited poll question.
No. No, he burned us before. I did not appreciate it. I thought he wasn't moving on to bigger and better things. I know he went to the SEC, but he was terrible.
I mean, maybe bigger.
He definitely got bigger.
You guys are mean. Savage, literally.
Have you seen the photo of him at the Kalahari?
No.
It's legendary.
That was when he was still with the Badgers, though.
That was like 100 pounds ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was like svelte.
Can I look this up on my computer?
Yeah. I mean, he's just at the water park.
No doubt.
I think they did their honeymoon there because like they got married like in
a
season.
A honeymoon at the Kalahari?
I think that's like all he could get away for at the time.
Right.
Like his like mid in season or right before the season or something.
So he got married during the season?
I feel like there was some time.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
Or maybe he just really likes water. I mean, who doesn't
love water parks are cool. You said bands aren't cool. Water parks are cool.
There's no photo.
My 8-year-old is having her birthday party at a water park, so an indoor one, because she turns 8 in December here. The only birthday that matters on December 2nd.
Not Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
Not Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Matt, so, you had a profound point you were saying.
Just no. Brett Bielema burned the Badgers before. I hate that he left the bowl game up to, I think, Barry took over for game.
Evan Cohen shared a story on the jump around. I kind of mentioned it just offhandedly, but it did catch my ear. The jump around is a Badger dedicated show we do normally on Thursdays. It was done on Tuesday this week, 12:30 on ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube streams. But he said that early in the morning he went on a walk, he being Brett Bielema, with Barry Alvarez. They went on a walk together. And then Barry talked to him. They talked about the importance of staying at Wisconsin and what he could build here and all that. And that literally left that, got on a plane to Arkansas.
Yes. So, like, yeah, he's just not a good guy. And I would rather have Fickell and let Fickell run his course and hire a new coach, someone who has some Badger ties and feels some sort of, like feels something for this program as opposed to just a job.
Would it make you feel any different if I told you that Brett Bielema, during his time at Wisconsin, lost 24 games and Luke Fickell has lost 20?
No, that doesn't change my opinion about Brett Bielema. He took over a perfectly good squad that was already successful. The Badgers were definitely on the downswing when we got Fickell. So I'm not saying it's all Fickell's fault, but a lot of it is. But he was definitely given a worse product to start with. And Bielema left before a bowl game, after having success, having plenty of good players to come out that he was part of recruiting, and then I felt like he left the Badgers high and dry. And that is why I will never forgive him, and he can stay outside of Wisconsin as often as possible.
What was the karma? Remember that? The tag there, hashtag karma, because his wife was upset that the Badgers got screwed over by Arizona State, and she was upset with Badger fans like Matt Hamilton being mad at Brett Bielema. So when the Badgers got screwed over by the refs at Arizona State and they lost, she tweeted out just hashtag karma. And that was like...
Yeah, and that's just... here's the thing. I'm probably being petty by saying, hey, you left our team game. What I'm saying is it's fair to be petty.
Yes.
I get the petty thing, but like that's also part of the reason, like, why would we welcome you back with open arms when you were clearly cool with being super petty about a game you had nothing to do with and feeling
but
the
that
need.
Wasn't him. That was his wife.
So?
So anyways, 844-770-3776.
Because not him saying it.
The Carbos Talking text line list is more. He always did this that bothered me. He'd say alls I know.
Where was he from?
Iowa. He has an Iowa Hawkeye tattoo.
Is
a 608 chimes in.
Is he from the state of Iowa, though? Or did he just coach there before the Badgers? Or
gives off there? Iowa vibes.
Oh, what does that mean?
Yeah, what is an Iowa vibe?
Brett Bielema.
He is actually from, you guessed it, Illinois.
Illinois, okay.
So he gives off Illinois vibes.
Gives off Illinois vibes.
See, there's another reason I don't want him.
just 608,
adding to the list.
608 chimed in with a couple different messages here. The Hawkeye tattoo, so you can't really trust him. And I agree with Matt, leaving us right before the Rose Bowl is unforgivable. Willie in Oregon.
Do we all forget that Barry coached at Iowa too? No?
Yeah.
Forget about that? No.
Barry leave us before a bowl game?
No, he came and he stepped in.
She's offended by the Iowa conference.
No, I'm just saying. No. I'm talking because somebody just texted in saying that you can't trust him because he has an Iowa Hawkeye tattoo. Every coaches coach everywhere.
Yeah,
like your affiliations are going to be different.
Brett played for Iowa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't coach there. Barry left Notre Dame to come to Wisconsin, so it wasn't a direct connect there. Because he played football at Nebraska and then was at Notre Dame before he came here. How dare you besmirch
him? He was an assistant at Iowa. Brett,
right, I'm saying, but Barry came from Notre Dame up here, though.
He came from Notre Dame directly, but he was there for 2 years after being at Iowa.
Yeah,
for
no, I wasn't saying he wasn't at Iowa. I was just saying it wasn't a direct flight from Iowa to Madison. It was Iowa to Notre Dame. Willie in Oregon. We're really big in Oregon all of a sudden, which is great. Brett Bielema only
went... Because there's a celebrity on our show from there.
Brent Bielema only went to the water park because he wanted to win a cannonball competition.
Yeah. Well, they heard the wave park, the wave machine was down, so Brett Bielema just jumped in the pool a couple times.
The Screaming Badger, David Deerfield says the Screaming Badger sounds like Danny saying red rum in The Shining.
Okay.
So that one works out as well. 844-770-3776. That's it. Let's talk in text time. This is more. I think we need to bring that in as like instead of the whole audience, the whole crowd at Camp Randall does the whole
thing. Do you really think that the crowd can make that noise effectively? And
no.
It wouldn't just sound like everyone there was having a seizure?
Yeah, it would be a disaster.
It would be the worst. It would be the worst sounding. It'd be worse than the cowbells at Mississippi State. That would be the worst sounding thing in the world.
Need more cowbell. All right, let's get to Bill and Madison, 844-770-3776. As we do that, though, it also reminded me of the way Brett spells his name, and it's B-R-E-T, and also people used to go with Never Forget Your Bert.
Yeah.
So that's Bert. The Bert being my thing there. Or Brent. Brent's a new one, too. But all right, let's get to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, Bert, my homeboy. I mean, from a purely coaching standpoint, I think he did really well at Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
He recruited well. He, you know, did it the quote-unquote Wisconsin way. Run the ball, big offensive line, good defense. So in that respect, sure. But at the same point, the way he left, he just burned all of his bridges. You guys mentioned leaving right before the Rose Bowl, the hashtag karma, the everything. It's done. I would like to say I'd like him back, but I wouldn't be able to get over that.
That's one X I'm not coming back to.
Oh, yeah. No.
Thanks,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, she crazy.
Yeah, she crazy.
Couldn't handle it.
Literally.
Just the way you said it, I think none of us had any idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, I didn't. Was that a reference to something?
I thought you were saying like one time.
Well, no,
like
it's a reference to like some people that do go back to their exes after they, you know, wronged them.
Okay.
I wouldn't be that in this situation. I'm not going back to that.
Is it because Brett put on a few pounds?
Stop.
No, I'm not that vain
savage
about it. You know, like what's the difference at, you know, 300 to 400?
Would you
at that point, it's
hold on.
Nothing.
Question though. Would you rather have a very overweight head coach or a very like skinny head coach? Would you rather have Mike McDaniel or Brett Bielema?
I want to have the coach that is going to win me football games. Because
yeah,
you know,
know
what? Luke Fickell
is
smaller and he is probably better looking than Brett
smaller.
Bielema.
He's a big guy.
Okay,
but he's still smaller than Bielema.
Smaller than Bielema.
Okay, he's smaller. Okay, well.
But
fair.
Like he's not winning our team football games. So peace.
Is this a Matt LaFleur? Because I've heard that like he's too pretty to be a good coach. Spent too much time on his appearance.
Who do you trust more?
Oh, he spends $100 a week on his appearance. So what?
Matt Belichick is ugly.
Matt, we were talking about this earlier. Would you trust a skinny chef? Would you trust a skinny NFL head coach? Football head coach?
Skinny chef? That's totally different.
I think a NFL head coach who's too put together, just not focusing enough on the team.
Jeremiah,
so you, like
you guys LaFleur are great today.
I mean, some questions.
You look like it's, Matt LaFleur.
It's kind of like
I'm a ball coach.
You don't want your doctor or your accountant or you know to be or your president to be too good at golf. Like those mean that means they're not working.
Not working.
And so I guess the same thing here. You don't want your coach to be too fit. Yeah, I'm kidding.
They're working out too much.
Right. Yeah. The larger you are, the less time you're spending wasting working out and stuff.
Maybe. If that's your rule of thumb, then
that's not my rule.
Okay. That was given for Mike McCarthy. Like, there's so
Andy
many.
Andy Reid,
yeah, Super Bowl winners.
Dan Campbell's no tiny guy,
and he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
He's a good.
He's
coach,
fit.
Though.
He's fit.
He's probably strong as an ox, but he doesn't.
He's just classic.
He's also shaped like an ox.
Man strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks fit.
Yeah.
Great.
But I also feel like he
great
does
forearms,
it.
Right?
Great forearms.
At Canopy Wealth Management, they are a fiduciary in the simplest terms. This means they exceed even the highest industry standards and honor their financial duty to put their clients' best interests first while committing to full transparency in all they do. They don't chase commissions, and they never back gimmicks that chase single-day returns or put long-term goals at risk. Instead, they create strategies that are tailored to each client's needs and goals. At Canopy Care, competence and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started with them today. That's canopy-wealth.com. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
The Barry Alvarez Show, live from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Jesse Mouse, Tarek Sala, Derek Engler, Barry Alvarez.
Amen.
Amen, Bear.
So you
Amen,
can tell
Derek.
Rutledge that.
Amen, Molly.
absolutely ridiculous.
Why? What is bothering you about this place? Why are you getting so sweaty?
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Week for high school football is here, and so is our championship presentation of Prep Mania. Tune in to ESPN Wisconsin app and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, and don't miss a single moment. Tune in at 9:30 this Thursday and Friday to hear all seven WIAA state title games only on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and Matt Hamilton. Primetime Warsheim behind the glass. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's the Carbos Talking text line. This is more our Siding Limited poll question. Would you want Brett Bielema back as the Badgers head coach right now? And it is a pertinent question because Illinois is coming to Camp Randall to take on the Badgers. Last time, if I'm not mistaken, Brett was here, he ended the career of Paul Christ. And so I'm sure Brett loved that. Luke Fickell went down to Illinois and beat them 2 years ago. So
Rucci, the other one.
Right. And then Brett got in his feels and
I forgot about that.
Yeah. That was actually Braden Luck's first win as a Badgers quarterback, starting quarterback.
Like one of
how
three?
Many, I was going to say, how many wins did he have?
Wasn't a long, well, no, he did beat three Big Ten opponents in a row. Remember Locktober last year? Come on, guys. Yes, you do.
Are you drunk?
Beating Rutgers,
I remember this, and I was like, come on, people, what are we pretending like we're doing right now?
Almost beating Penn State at Camp Randall. It was a big deal, guys. It might be the high watermark of the Luke Fickell era.
The last three years of Fickell have just all blended together.
Yeah.
It's just a whole pile of bleh.
That's a good description.
That's a good description.
Just you're
a
welcome.
Pile of bleh.
You just scared me.
But no bowl games. It's good.
A boo in a bar.
Exactly.
But
we're spoiled.
All right, so I want to talk about Brett, and we'll get to that some more. But Barry Alvarez and Tarik Saleh and Derek Engler. Tarik was the best at understanding where the Badgers are, but it really was an encapsulation of what Barry and Tarik and Derek and some Badger fans still think Wisconsin is, as opposed to what the Wisconsin Badgers are. Let's hear the clip from the Barry Alvarez Show live from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Middleton.
Do you think that Coach Fickell can get Wisconsin to where Coach Bielema has Illinois right now?
I don't see why not. We've been there before. I mean, it's not like it's uncharted territory. You know, we've been to the top of the league. We've beaten everyone in the league. You know, I don't think Luke's intimidated by Ohio State or Michigan or Penn State or Oregon or anyone else. But you got to go do it. But we have done it before. It's not like it's impossible. You know, you're taking a team that's never won before and expect them to win the league. This school's been to the Rose Bowl. It's won the league. It's had success before. So you know it's done. But to me, it all starts with keeping those kids in Wisconsin at home. You know, if you have eight good ones, eight guy Division I players, those eight have to play for us. Okay?
So we did ask him that question. I'm now realizing that clip did not include the specific one we're referencing, the humiliating question that Barry heard from Jesse Nelson. But this is the audio of that very question.
Okay.
Guys, you think that Coach Fickell can get Wisconsin to where Illinois is now with Coach Bielema and surpass it?
Absolutely where Illinois is, for sure. I mean, if he could get there, he could get to the next level too. But, you know, to get there is going to take some work, and we got to recruit the state, and we got to keep those guys in the state, as Coach said. And then we got to, you know, pull the right pieces together.
I would hope that our expectation would be, Illinois has not done what Wisconsin's done. What in the hell? Like, no, we need
that's
to go back to where we were.
That's almost a humiliating question. That's actually an embarrassing question.
I don't like it, Jesse.
Yeah, but did he say what Wisconsin?
I'd slap you, Jesse.
Not every day that Barry Alvarez threatens to slap Jesse Nelson.
This is utterly preposterous I've even heard that.
This wasn't even a humiliating question, though. Like,
it's humiliating, but not. It shouldn't. It doesn't mean it shouldn't have been asked. You're right.
Well, it's humiliating because it's a question.
Right, exactly.
The fact that it's a question now when,
yeah, but
for the last 30 years prior to these three, you wouldn't even dream of asking this question.
But am I wrong that Derek and Barry both took it as like,
they're offended
that like it's like of course Illinois doesn't have the accolades that the University of Wisconsin has, but Illinois is in a much better spot in terms of their current football program.
Yeah, the way Barry answered that question is not the way that Matt and I are saying humiliated. So you're right. Yeah. We're just saying that it is humiliating to be asked that, but the Badgers are humiliating.
But we put
currently.
That, we put ourselves in that situation to be humiliated by a question from Jesse Nelson.
Oh, my God. How far the program has fallen. Would you, would you, Brett Bielema, back as the Badgers head coach right now? That is the side of the focus.
Yes, Ryan. Yes.
That's why I stumbled right there. Would you want Brett Bielema back as the Badgers head coach right
would
now?
Would you Brett Bielema back as the Badgers head coach right now?
I That's a lot of ba 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 ba.
I would Brett Bielema back. I'd Brett Bielema back.
844-770-3776.
You said Brett Bielema back. Baby back, baby back, baby back, ribs.
You could chime in on that. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Just say you like it. It's not. There's nothing cool about the band. It is objectively
I find
you like it.
Okay, I like it because it's cool.
It's not cool.
It can be cool to Matt. Like, things can be cool to other people.
Look,
if they're cool to you.
I like Star Wars.
He's
Star
Wars is cool. Judgmental. No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
When
Neither
I dressed
Star Trek,
up in my Star Wars outfit,
it wasn't that
cool.
Presented by Coors Light. On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just...
Jim, Matt, and Molly. Continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and Matt Hamilton. Primetime Laura Sean behind the glass. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's the Carbon Stock text line. This is more. We do have a Siding Unlimited poll question. Would you want Brett Bielema back as the Badgers head coach right now?
It's not the actual question, Jim.
True, but
would you Brett Bielema back as the Badgers head coach?
Are you going to edit it?
I can't. It doesn't allow you to edit.
Can you delete it, or do we have too many votes?
No, he just did like
we
an
have a
asterisk.
Blue check mark, and we still can't
you
edit.
You can't edit poll questions, which is really weird. I know.
That's another $5 a month, probably.
Yeah, probably. I put an asterisk below it in a reply. So, but people understand what it is. Like you
clearly, we've had a lot of answers into it, but it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, goodness. I was going to call you someone, but I don't want to do that. All right, 844-770-3776.
Are you going to call me Brett Bielema?
Sure. 844-770-3776. I was calling you Ted Kellner. Let's play a little for real or phony Ted Kellner.
Woof.
Well, look who's talking now.
You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
No. Are they speaking the truth?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Or feeding us crap?
You're a phony! Hey, everybody! This guy's a great big phony!
Time to decide if it's for real or phony.
I am for real.
And I will say, Jim, you throwing the name Ted Kellner at me, I consider that both a compliment and an insult, I suppose. Because, while there's a lot of questions about how invested Badgers football and the donors and the boosters are in NIL and recruiting, I will say he is a man who Badgers football would not be where it is today. There's a reason that there are multiple buildings on campus.
Matt, what's your name for him?
Daddy.
Daddy Kellner. That's a good description.
Wait, can you just make you say Daddy Kellner, not just that's somebody else in your life.
So Daddy Kellner. Daddy Kellner joined a couple of
Chris Wise.
There you go.
Spicy Matt Hamilton.
Are gonna get are we gonna get that daddy on our show before the Vikings game this weekend or no?
Probably not.
Okay.
Good.
It was worth a shot.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. His vibes probably match Matt's right now. So.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll wait a couple weeks for the next matchup.
That's kind of what I was thinking, to be honest. Yeah.
Fair. Anyways. Fine. It's fine.
Anywho.
What,
should we just bring
already
John on
over
too?
My sadness?
Let's just talk about curling.
Let's just really bring Schuster and Huffman on.
I want to talk about something more depressing. Badgers football, actually. unfortunately. So, Ted Kellner.
I wish I was more depressed about Badgers football than my own curling.
Ted Kellner joined a couple of ESPN Wisconsin shows yesterday, primarily the Homer Hour. But right before joining the Homer Hour, he also joined KBN. And this is what he had to say when he joined those guys, talking about why he believes that the Badgers will actually be competitive in 2026.
Our budget this next year for football will put us in the top third. We were well below that this year financially.
Oh, wow.
So
why is that?
Well, there's other sources of revenues that Chris has addressed, Chris McIntosh. We were in the bottom third, bottom 40%. Next year, we should be well up the food chain in terms of competing. We can talk about how I feel about nil and how I feel about it is what it is. It's the world that we have today. And to be competitive, you need resources. And we didn't have the resources others did last year. Next year, I think we will be, which will be one of the contributing factors. I think we will be much more competitive next year.
He said nil. I was like, what is nil? And then I'm like, oh, NIL. What a goof.
Let's guess. Let me guess. He doesn't like it.
Well, not only does he not like it, guys. First of all,
players are already getting enough from
scholarships. Do you feel like he is for real or phony just with that response alone? Talking about how the Badgers were in the bottom third of budget and how next year being in the top third or top 40 should make them at least competitive. Jim, does that sound for real or phony to you?
In theory, that makes sense, but you can't just buy a championship, go ask the Yankees. And so the other thing would be, why are we just finding
Dodgers?
Other...
Yeah,
but then there's the Dodgers.
That's why I said the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yes, but you just... Never mind.
Anyways, other sources, we sell... What are we doing? Like, what are these other sources of income? Why were you not using these sources of income before... Popped in my
head. I think he's also talking about revenue sharing is part of it too. The idea of revenue sharing, which is now just becoming available.
Also, why is he more available to speak to the media than Chris McIntosh?
Ted
Kellner is a donor to the University of Wisconsin, and well, obviously we think he's fantastic. He's the sole person keeping Wisconsin athletics afloat at this point. It seems like. Why is
we've heard Mac do interviews? It's doo doo,
right? Like, but how is it the Kellner like? Are we small time for this? Do other places have their top donor on radio? I'm glad we had him on.
I will say part of it, when it comes to Ted Kellner specifically, is he has a personal relationship with Homer,
okay,
which is why he joined the
show. I have nothing, like, Ted Kellner on the air is interesting to me, but it's still, and I love that we have him, but to me it still speaks to, are we so rinky-dink we have one donor that matters to the point that we even have to put him on the air because he matters so much? And I enjoyed the interview, and Homer was great, and so were KBN. So it's not the fact that we had him on our air. It's the fact that we, as a fan base, knows who he is and wants to hear from him because our AD is so inept at speaking publicly. We got to bring on a donor to talk for the team.
Well, we have to know how Daddy's going to divvy up his money for us.
It's why isn't he just the athletic
wins
director?
And losses.
I'll tell you why he's not the athletic director, Jim, because why don't you hear the second cut talking about how he would approach grabbing a quarterback out of the transfer portal, such as one Fernando Mendoza at Indiana, who they use in this example between him and Homer.
We'll have our money through the various sources, but then there's also the nil money. Okay, so if you have an incredible quarterback, take Mendoza, Indiana. They paid him a lot of money, but he has some awfully nice nil contracts in addition. So you could get outside of the resources that come through the channels of the house settlement and other sources of revenue. If the student athlete is also marketable to Nike, to whomever, there are contracts out there for he or she to supplement that with nil. I mean, the money is, you're right, the money is huge. I mean, it's big money.
Did you guys catch what I caught? The fact that he considers paying players through revenue sharing as the primary and seemingly only way to pay players, not through NIL, which is apparently in their mind.
He was saying in addition to, but that should be like...
No. But Matt, it's not about that. It's about the fact that you're only going to pay players with the revenue sharing money, which everyone gets an equal amount, 20%, $20 million a year, essentially, right? But then on top of that, you know, schools can pay players through NIL under the table, essentially. Yeah, pay for play has always been a thing. Now you can actually do it with NIL. He's very openly saying that the way he considers NIL is that if the player performs well and then he does and makes himself marketable, then that way he can get endorsement deals from Nike, not as if he or other donors or other boosters or the Varsity Collective are actually just
going to
pay
these players. Can
go to Nike
and get them money.
Exactly.
The Badgers are cooked. Cooked, if that's what he believes. And also,
the idea of this is essentially we give a lot of guff to the Brewers about not spending enough. The Wisconsin Badgers sound a lot like the Milwaukee Brewers right now. They are the Milwaukee Badgers.
Well,
if this is their idea of like how they're actually going to go out and pay for players, then they're not going to be able to compete with anyone outside of Rutgers in Maryland.
Worse than the Brewers. The Brewers at least acknowledge and try to moneyball it by trading players and working the system and doing all this sort of stuff. The Badgers are just Pollyanna with this.
Oh, so the other sources of revenue is revenue sharing, which every other damn team gets?
Yep.
So how in God's name is that increasing your ability to win when everyone else is going to have the same influx of cash?
Yes.
If you don't, and is that what Chris McIntosh is talking about? Well, did Ted Kellner just reveal that when Chris McIntosh said they were going to devote more money to the football program, he meant money that every other football program is going to get the same amount, so the Badgers are going to be in the same damn place because the Badgers don't understand that money makes the football world go around. Mm-hmm. And if they don't understand that, you might as well get in line behind Illinois, Indiana, and every other team with an eye.
Well, they said that they were going to be in the top third, so there must be
top
some
third,
money.
Hold on. Top third of revenues, essentially, is what he's saying. He's not saying
but,
NIL or
okay,
collectives.
Okay, but that, it means money is – they're going to have more money that it's not like every team's getting that 20% that you're – they are, but there's other money he's
Matt,
referring
Matt,
to.
Matt, you can only give $20 million per roster.
Okay,
per
I understand school, that. Say every school does that. That alone does not advance you to the top third if
exactly.
every school gets that.
Right.
He's made clear that they are going to be, his talks with Mac, they will be in the top third, so there must be some money elsewhere
Matt,
he's referring to.
He's talking about top third of budget. He's talking the athletic department. He's saying the athletic department will be top third in budget again, not the NIL collective.
Again, I thought they were bottom third.
They were bottom third. He's saying this next season they should be top third.
So what does that mean for the Badgers' money? That to me means there's more
facilities,
money to give the players.
Facilities.
Yes.
Stuff Ted can put his name on.
That's it.
So he's just going to donate more money to that rather than donating money to NIL to pay players?
It would appear based off his philosophy around nil. Is that you wouldn't be paying players directly as if donors are. You'd be funding the department, and then they would figure out what to do
Which
with the money.
Which I
that.
Understand in a Pollyanna world where you think everyone's going to play by the same rules, but name and likeness has never existed, Ted, so I don't think it's just going to start existing now. There's like five companies that I'm aware of that have actually done name and likeness deals, and I don't even know if it's five, for the University of Wisconsin and had done it successfully where the person's a full-on brand ambassador. And I think the most notable one is Iron Jock with Braylon Allen. And then they also had Chimray DK. And they currently have Isaac Collins, a high school kid.
Isaac Miller,
thank you. As a high school kid. Look, I was pulling in my back
You're
there,
good.
So I
That's
appreciate it.
You're going to the Milwaukee Brewers thing again.
Yeah, so...
oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But Iron Jock is the only one that's really funded a specific player endorsement. You've had stuff with Pepsi and other ones, but they've been through the actual university. Iron Jock didn't go through the university to get Braylon Allen. They went direct to Braylon Allen and said, I'm going to pay you money. Same with Jeremy Deke. I will pay you money to be my brand ambassador. And he's doing that currently with Miller. The other ones were already Badger sponsors. So the Badgers are really only touching base with people who are already spending money with the Badgers. And then they'll say, can we just launder our NIL money through you back? You'll give it to us and we'll give it back to you. And that is not how successful programs do things. Again, the Badgers need to pull their heads out of the ground or out of their behinds and get things together. All right, we got to talk to Tauscher about this on the other side. But Molly, you look great today. I'm assuming that's because of Carbon World Health.
Yes, Carbon World Health's brand new med spa in Sun Prairie is absolutely amazing. Whether you're ready to refresh your skin, relax with a facial, or try the latest in body contouring, the experts at Carbon have you covered. I've seen the results. I get my HydraFacials done there, and they're absolutely incredible. Book your visit today at carbonworldhealth.com and experience the new standard of self-care at Carbon World Health in Sun Prairie. This is Jim, Matt, Molly.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, Jim Rutledge.
Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer.
Matt Hamilton. Help me out. Who is that?
Wisconsin football analyst.
You know what? It feels like Molly's the only one that's being sincere about that. So, Molly, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Mark Tauscher on Jim, Matt, and Molly is brought to you by Chalmers Jewelers. Chalmers Jewelers, with locations in Middleton and downtown Madison.
That is the theme music for the Mark Tauscher. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton with you. Primetime Warshawn behind the glass. Mark, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. We want to talk some Badger football, but I had a question for you. And I think it truly is the big deciding factor on how you view Jordan Love and or any quarterback that's ascending. That can you be considered elite if you are inconsistent? Like, Jordan Love was good at times and then elite this last game when it mattered. I don't care the opponent. He made some big throws, but that's not who he is all the time. He's had up and down games for a lot of his career. He's kind of consistently inconsistent. So that's why I always say that Jordan Love has the ability to be elite. He's shown elite plays, but I can't call him elite because he's not consistent enough to be elite.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Jordan Love has been... There's been stretches that he has been really good, and then there's been stretches that he's been elite. But I think you can listen to what he has to say about himself. And he has said he hasn't been as consistent as he'd like. So, you know, obviously I thought he played a really good game on Sunday, especially when you start factoring in, you know, the wind and, you know, the injuries and all of the stuff that he's dealt with. Now, the Giants have a pretty salty pass rush. And they were able to get after him a little bit. And obviously, they dinged him up a little bit with his shoulder. But to come back in and to play the way that he did, I really thought it was one of his better games. But to get to that elite level, I think you have to be more consistent than what he's been. But he's definitely shown that when he's right and when he's playing at his best, he is as good as there is in the NFL. And I don't know what's more elite than that.
I agree. There's a handful of quarterbacks who are younger than him are in the same boat. So that's the hardest question for him is, like, where do you view Jordan Love is 3.5 years in as a starter, but he's had the same head coach, same offensive coordinator pushing 6.5 years. So his development is like, hey, if he's a third year starter, it's like, okay, he's not really behind. But if a guy in the league 6 years and he's still this inconsistent, he should know his offense and know everything like the back of his hand. That's where I have a hard time of like, what's his next step? This could just be who he is, which is still a top 15 and fringe top 10 quarterback. So it's not like it's a bad thing, but it's really about what's the next step for a guy who is in year 6.5 and 3.5 years as a starter.
Well, I mean, I don't know what else you'd want him to do on Sunday. He, you know, I know Tom Brady and Giselle back in the day at the one Super Bowl, you can't throw it and catch it. And that was how I felt for him on Sunday. I mean, it wasn't like he was airmailing guys. He should have had an even bigger day than what he did. But yeah, what it all comes back to is, can he consistently do it? And if he can, he is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. If he can't, he's going to be a guy that is a good player that is not elite. So I know that elite conversation, that was a long time ago. I look at it more in the tiers. I think he is getting to be where he's in that second tier on a pretty consistent basis. And in order to get to that top tier with the Mahomeses, you got to win, and you got to win the big games. And last year he was unable to do that, and I know it's a team game. He's got this season sitting here with everything that he needs and wants to get to that level, is to go out and win this division and, you know, put himself in those top two or three seeds in the NFC and then go on a run in the playoffs. If he's able to do that, he'll be mentioned in the same boat as some of these other top tier, tier one guys.
Tausch, I heard you and Jason talking about the issues with the special teams earlier today. Do you blame Brian Gutekunst at all for any of their mishaps, or does it lie solely on Rich Bisaccia?
Yeah, I mean, you can always say, well, you should have more veteran depth. And I know that was kind of Jason's argument back, was you keep playing with all these young players, there's going to be some mishaps. And I don't buy that. For a lot of guys, special teams is their job. That is what they need to be. And, you know, from the Bisaccia side of it, I just keep asking, like, where have we gotten better?
Yeah.
Our punt return, somebody put this out there, and I apologize that I don't remember the Twitter handle that did it, but in the top 45 guys of more than three punt returns, we have number 43, 44, and 45 with yards, and we're averaging, I think, 4 or 5 yards a return. It is about as bad as it can be, and it's the guys that we have back there returning. So is that a Goody thing? I mean, we brought the Mecole Hardman in to do that. He had a nice game with Buffalo. Why is he not here? Is it because Rich doesn't want to put him in there? Is it because Goody didn't think he was up? I don't know the answer to that. But what I do know is you have completely lost a couple of games because you can't protect on field goal protection. Now, to his credit, it seems like that's been shored up a little bit. But then this whole kicking scenario has been, you know, bungled beyond belief. You'd have to say, how on earth can you handle it any worse? You know, Goody brings in Haversick, and he does a fantastic job for the stretch that, you know, McManus can't play. And then all of a sudden, well, McManus can kick. He can't kick. He can. And now you're sitting there, and you have two kickers that I don't know if you trust either of them, you know, right now. So that's where I have issues with what Rich Bisacci has been able to do. And you just hope that at some point we'd figure some things out on special teams. We hired the best guy. We paid him the most amount of money. And we're expecting the best results. And unfortunately, during his time, that has not been the case.
Last question for me, Tausch. Should the Packers have kept Josh Myers as their center?
It's a good question. And I think if you asked me which group was better as far as the O-line, last year's or this year's, I would say last year's.
Yep.
And part of it is injuries. Part of it is consistency. But Josh Myers was somebody I think everybody looked at and thought, we can do a lot better. And, you know, I listened, you know, Belaga breaks down film and watches this tape 3 or 4 times. He was very hard on Josh Myers 2 years ago. But in fairness, he said he got a lot better last year. And at the price tag that they, you know, that the Jets paid, which was, I think, a couple of million bucks, having him there right now, I think you'd feel pretty steady with that being the case. But I didn't mind taking the big swing. I thought Elgton Jenkins had played center at a pretty high level before, but he has been a really good left guard for a long time. And when you make that big move, you either hope it's going to go, you know, boom. And I don't think you could say with what Green Bay has done in the interior part of their offensive line, I would not say it's a bust, but it definitely hasn't been booming.
Tausch, I'm going to switch to Badgers now. Our poll question is, would you take Bert Bielema back as the Badgers head coach right now?
Well, I think obviously I would not. I think Brett Bielema – yeah, I heard you guys a little bit of my drive home. You guys are really hard on Bielema.
That's what I said. I did not participate to mark the record.
Like, you're crushing it physically. You're calling, like, all this stuff. And listen, you guys do what you want. I think as far as Bielema goes, can we all admit that he was a heck of a coach here at Wisconsin when he was here?
Yeah.
When Paul Chris was his offensive coordinator and Dave Dorn was defensive coordinator, his team was humming.
Well, but, and it's not only that, Jim. It's also, look at all the pros.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He put pros out. And guys that are highly paid. He didn't put out, I mean, he built this program. Like, Barry handed it off to him, and it was, you know, it was good. You could say Brett really went from a, you know, when he had his guys here, there's a lot of really good professionals. He developed a lot of pros, and they won a lot of games. And I understand everybody's really disappointed with how he left, but I'm not sure how he basically told you, and Barry Alvarez does not have a problem with him now. He was obviously totally irritated with him when it played out, and I get that. But time marches on. He did not want to go under that same shadow, and he wanted to go do something big. He could have handled it better, no doubt. But I think Brett Bielema's time here, you know, for whatever reason, I think it's thrown in as being, like, super negative, and I can't get on board with that. I think he had a really good run when he was the head coach here.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that, is that he was also not very pleasant to a lot of people. But he was winning. Like, he was a winner, and he
was definitely a winner.
Win with grace.
I just hated the way he left, and that's why I will forever not want him back in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I don't think, first off, he is not going to be coming back here. And I think when you look at it, and I know Jesse and Tark and Derek are on Jesse's show, depending on who you ask. You know, Illinois, obviously, they've been better than where we've been the last 2 seasons. Now, does that mean that they've been better as a program throughout the last decade? No. But that question and how Jesse framed it, and I just love how Tarkin, it made me chuckle. But there's no doubt we need to get a lot better. And with how Brett has approached it, he is going to come in here, and I think that it's going to be a lot tougher game than what I think people feel.
Yep.
He thinks, and I think he believes, Illinois is going to be a lot more physical than the Wisconsin Badgers. That is how he's built Illinois. And I thought a couple of years ago when we went down there, we were very fortunate to find a way to win. I think this year our defense is in a much better spot to be able to handle what Brett is going to try to do. Now, what we can do offensively against their defense, that remains to be seen, and that's obviously a fair question. But I think it's going to be a lot tougher of a football game than maybe people think.
Mark, before we let you go, Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, they're coming to the Madison area. She's an Illinois grad. Evan, obviously a proud Madison grad. He asked us to crowdsource, and I think you're a great person to start this with, of must-dos for Michelle here in Madison.
Well, I mean, it's depending on the weather. Obviously, everybody's going to tell you to go to the Union, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got to go to, you know, our favorite steakhouse. You'd definitely say go catch a volleyball game.
Mm-hmm.
Would be another thing that I would recommend. The Union's going to be too chilly, I think, for Evan. You know, with that, you know, I don't know if he's built for that.
He was asking me a lot about what the weather was going to be like here, and I did. Yeah, no, I was like, aren't you in New York?
I know he is very concerned. He acts like upside of New York is balmy. It's not right. That warm. Those would be the top two or three things that I would say right now. What do you guys got,
Matt? You're Mr. Madison here, the Madison Curling Club. What do you think?
No, I mean, I'd go to a supper club of some sort.
Okay. I think that kind of references the steakhouse
that I mentioned. Yes. Obviously, yep. You don't like throwing out free advertising. Yeah.
And then find some cheese curds somewhere.
Yep.
Head over to a good Wisconsin beer of some sort. Line of Coopers is not a bad choice.
Yeah.
Go head over and get some ice cream at the spot. And again, the place that they make it there, and it's right on campus. Yeah. That's a good spot. Yeah,
ridiculous.
Too.
Maybe we shouldn't ask this question.
No, Mark's just being a good teammate there. It's just giving us a list of places we should be reaching out to. But just in general, like, you know, you could State Street, just even a stroll down State Street.
It's too bad that, like, it's the farmer's market's over, because that would have been great.
Yes. Obviously, he mentioned the Union. I do think State Street would be on the list for sure, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Farmer's market would have been good. And there are a lot of establishments that you can visit in the area. Cheese curds, do you make Evan have the squeaky? He's not going to like either, I don't think. Maybe Michelle is probably more game on this.
Like, Wisconsin as a state has both squeaky fresh
cheese
curds.
Do we make them eat both? Like, try both and see which one they like
more.
It's
harder to find good squeaky fresh ones now.
You go to that ice cream spot that I mentioned, you can also do cheese curds.
There. On campus, there you go.
I think that
you kind of hit both. Yeah, I think
probably deep fried.
Yeah, no, I think regular.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, it's a dairy spot. I mean, you're not going to not have cheese curds.
That is fair. I didn't think about that.
And then maybe do a, you know, those two both love running. I think they should run Bascom Hill like the basketball team does. That's one thing they should definitely, because, you know, what Evan really wants to do is create social content and put on his socials. That is what he has become like that's what he's most interested in.
Yeah.
So
and
that's
Babcock
what
is,
I think
yeah,
he,
yeah, yeah. The Bascom Hill is perfect.
Yep. And then sit on Abe's lap.
Thanks, Mark.
Goodness.
This is Jim Matt and Molly from the Microwave Light.